Southern Avenue, Memphis Soul Blues family band, featuring a whole bunch of sisters and a husband in that crew. We just heard Late Night Get Down. Before that, Maverick Sabre with Rose's Ether, Ray Charles Jumping in the Morning, and Buddy Holly in The Crickets Not Fade Away. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Good morning, everyone. I'm DJ Dang. This is Headwaters. You can catch Headwaters every Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. and then on Friday mornings from 9 until 10. And Malachi Coons follows that up with Minnesota Mixtape from 10 to 11 a.m. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Let's take a quick look at weather in our listening region. Oh, I am going the wrong way. Here we go. Partly sunny today. Highs in the mid-70s. Southeast winds 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy. Lows 50 to 60. Tomorrow, Friday, slight chance of showers in the morning, but partly sunny with temps in the mid to upper 70s. Going to be warm this weekend. And Saturday, more of the same. Sunny with highs in the upper 70s, low 80s. Our KAXE question of the week is, we are looking for your favorite TV shows as we head into fall. They can be new or old. Give us your picks. Text 218-326-1234. For me, it's Slow Horses and The Brother's Son are two shows recently that I've enjoyed quite a bit. Thanks to our listeners, we've raised over $162,000 during this crisis caused by federal cuts to public media. KAXE is working hard to keep the programming you love going strong. Every action helps. Donate or share our work. Visit KAXE.org. And once again, shout out to everyone who attended and or worked or did both to the Grand Rapids Riverfest festival last Saturday. It was a fantastic day. Rainbows, rain, chill temperatures, but lots of smiles and good energy and killer music all day long. And we really appreciate you being there. The Womack sisters are R&B and soul royalty. They are the nieces of Bobby Womack, and Sam Cooke is their grandfather, which... wow. Imagine that. They have their own singing group, and they have a new single out called I Just Don't Want You to Say Goodbye. This is the Womack Sisters right here on Headwaters, KAXE, KBXE.
Say goodbye to Mrs. Wright. He missed his day, and she left that night. But I know trying to tell him.
high on the mountain top. I got to keep moving, I can't stop, cause I'm seeking my reward. Waiting won't bring what I'm searching for, so I'm gonna keep working on the building, and I won't pull my hammer down. Oh yes, you got to run, run, run. Don't stop until you get there, son. Oh, you know you got to run, run, run. Don't stop until you get there, get there. I'm gonna cross that finish line when it's time. Oh yes, you got to run, run, run. Don't stop until you get there, son. Oh, you know you got to run, run, run. Don't stop until you get there, get there. You got to run, run, run. Don't stop until you get this song. Hey, oh yes, you got to run, run, run. Don't stop until you get this song. Oh, you know you got to run, run, run. Don't stop until you get there, get there. Oh yes, you got to run, run, run. Oh yeah, you got to run, run, run. Oh yeah, you got to run, run, run. Better run, oh yes, you got to run, run, run. Better run, you better run. Oh yes, you got to run, run, run. Don't stop until you get there, son. Oh, you know you got to run, run, run. Don't stop until you get there, son. Hey, oh yes, you got to run, run, run. Don't stop until you get there, son. Oh, you know you got to run, run, run. Don't stop until you get there, get there.
Yes, yes, Pokey Lafarge off his Roomba Country record, Run, Run, Run. Before that, one of the main movers and creators of the reggae sound, Toots Hibbert, Toots and the Maytals, and on this day in 2020. Unfortunately, Toots passed away. He's one of Jamaica's most influential musicians, helped popularize the genre in the 1960s with songs like Pressure Drop and Monkey Man and Funky Kingston. And he is, legend has it, he's the one that came up with the name of the genre reggae off of the Toots and the Maytals record Do the Reggae from 1968. Toots passed away on this day in 2020. We heard the song Got to Be There off the Funky Kingston record. And the Womack Sisters started that set off with I Just Don't Want You to Say Goodbye. I'm DJ Dang. This is Headwaters, your source for the nicest sounds from every single one of the towns. You can catch it right here on People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. And now a message paid for by the Minnesota Department of Health. Sometimes you just need to talk about it, but it can be hard to find someone who really listens. That's why there is 988, with support that meets you where you are, confidential and staffed by trained folks who want to help when you need someone to talk to. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988lifeline.org. After Dark is KAXE's Saturday night program, After Green Cheese, from 9 to midnight, featuring styles of music like punk, metal, EDM, R&B, hip-hop, and more. And this week's hosts, the brothers Cassidy and McKeon Hugh Roberts, will be playing punk rock. They're also going to be doing a tribute to their father and the music that inspired them to get into punk rock. So it should be an interesting show this Saturday night. And if you are interested in doing something like Green Cheese, it's a little bit out of the norm of our regular music programming, you can email me, dgannon at kaxe.org, and we'll get you going on that process. Support for KAXE comes from Lady Sippers, NA Bottle Shop, located in downtown Deer River, Itasca County's only NA Bottle Shop, offering ready-to-drink options, ingredients for craft cocktails, gifts, and more. Info available at ladysippers.com. Coming up in just about 13 minutes at 10:30-ish, we are going to hear the monthly music recap from August, and we have a special guest this time. We have our news reporter on joining Malachi and I. Kari was not able to make it, so Megan Buffington stepped in, and as usual, it was a lot of fun. So tune in at 10:30, and you can hear the monthly music recap. Our baby has no name. You can text us at 218-326-1234. If you can think of a better name than the fairly generic and bland, if I do say so, monthly music recap, let us know what you think it should be called. We need help. Coming up next will be our former album of the week, Natalie Bergman. And the album is called My Home Is Not in This World, and we are going to hear the song of the same title right here on Headwaters.
Ni por confirmar dudas. arranca el corazón. Son ruidos en mi mente. No mereces nada más, ni una mirada atrás. Te digo ya no más, escucha mi voz. Sin más ganas de querer lo que es falso al creer, si te hace reaccionar, ¿qué?
Making strange faces, folks flying rockets to faraway places. World's getting turned on by assholes and racists. It's all for the progress of man. There's a woman in Dallas, she goes by Dolores. She bought her a beach house out in the rainforest. The money she picked up from her third divorce, all for the progress of man. It's all for the better in the wind and the weather, in the ivory tusk, in the alpaca sweaters. It's all for the truth and the big baby Ruth. And are you sure we're really all in this together? There's 68 tuna hanging out in the ocean. The herb doesn't spin if you don't feel the motion. We pop all our pills and we knock back our potions. All for the progress of man. The peace in the east is coming unraveled. There's rust on the tractors and dust in the saddle. We all make big money on Bitcoin cattle. And it's all for the progress of man. Said it's all for the progress of man. Thank you.
Hayes Carl off his new record, We're Only Human. We heard the song Progress of Man, Bitcoin and Cattle. Before that, Adrian Quesada, guitar player and songwriter from the Black Pumas, off of his Bolero Psicodelicas 2 record. We heard Angelica Garcia singing No Juego, I Don't Play. And that set started off with Natalie Bergman, My Home Is Not In This World. I am DJ Dang. This is Headwaters right here on People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. We received support from First National Bank Bemidji, helping local families and businesses reach their financial goals. First National Bank Bemidji, better together, member FDIC. And you can pay nothing to get that old or damaged car towed away, even if it doesn't run. Your donation of a car, boat, or other vehicle is tax deductible. You save time and money while defending the KAXE programs you love. Call 855-277-2346 for details. And support comes from KD Floral, located on 4th and Minnesota, downtown Bemidji, offering floral arrangements for all occasions, indoor plants, curated gifts, and space to express your creative side. KDFloral.com or on Facebook and Instagram. Coming up right now will be our monthly music recap from August. It's a conversation about new music involving myself, Malachi Coons, and our special guest this month is Megan Buffington. And we're going to listen to it right now. This is the monthly music recap.
Well, everyone's ready?
So.
I forget how Kari's intro goes, but here we go. Welcome to the monthly music recap, where normally, the music team here at KEXE looks back at their favorite songs from the past month. This time around, as we are busy planning for Riverfest, we have Megan Buffington, our reporter, joining us instead of Kari Hedlund. It's going to be some fun today. I'm looking forward to hearing what everyone's favorite tunes are from this past month. So right off the bat, I'll introduce myself. I'm Malachi Coons.
I'm Megan Buffington, this month's honorary member of the music team.
I'm DJ Dang, and we're so honored to have you here, Megan, to show us things differently than, or more than sports, I should say.
More than sports? Yeah, the Gen Z take, maybe?
Exactly.
The Gen Z take.
Yeah.
Wow. We've got three generations,
which
I guess we already had three generations with me, Kari, and Dan, but a different three generations.
Are you a Kari in different generations?
Yes, I think.
I don't know. I feel like you're both kind of on the cusp, so it could...
Wait a minute. Maybe Kari and I are both millennials, actually.
I think you are.
Okay, but we are...
Brother, sister, husband, wife, watch out.
Oh, jeez.
Damn.
Before it was son, mother, grandfather. Right? I thought that's what it was.
Hey, man. Okay. I don't pay attention to generations. You guys are asking for it.
Okay. Well, let's get things going right off the bat. Monthly music recap. We keep it very specific. That's exactly what it is. We have yet to come up with a more creative name than that. So let's start things off with our new guest, Megan. What was your first song pick?
My first song pick. Oh, which one do we want to start out with? Let's go with Dean Johnson dropped an album this month. Another one of those great ones. Lots of new music in the last 2 weeks of August. So
all right.
I went with one of the songs from that album.
I took down all the mirrors, babe. There's nothing here for you to see. Oh, my dear, could you close your mouth? And don't pretend we got anything to talk about.
What a voice.
Yeah.
What a beautiful voice. Kind of Roy Orbison-y.
Very. Oh, good point.
And I think this is Dean Johnson's second album. Yes. So the first one was great. This one also lives up to it. Lots of great snarky lines. That was why I chose that clip, was the, I took down all the mirrors, babe. There's nothing here for you to see.
Oh.
All-time banger.
Wow. Oh. That slipped right by me. I'd heard that this guy was like a Pacific Northwest kind of under the radar gem. Never had crossed my path, but then another artist we like a lot, Esther Rose, Pitchfork does like a My Perfect 10 series where these artists talk about a record they love. And she had picked Dean Johnson's first album. And I was like, who the heck is this guy? And it kind of happened right around the time this new album came out. And I'm loving the song so far.
And he's one of those.
Oh, go ahead.
He's one of those fun artists that I love when an artist's career takes off later in their life. I mean, he's in his early 50s. He was just like a barkeep with a good voice and kind of got discovered and is making this great music now. And looks like what Malachi is going to look like in, you know, 25, 30 years is the energy that Dean Johnson has. So.
Just because of the mustache?
The mustache, I think the fisherman hat, he probably wears a lot of sweaters. I think it all.
Yes. I mean, with a name like Dean Johnson, I don't even tell me he's a barkeep. That dude's a full-on certified public accountant moonlighting as Roy Orbison. Come on. Can't pull the wool over my eyes, Megan Buffington.
He had another song that I almost picked off this album that's basically about, like, that guy at a party, and had a lot of great roasty lines in that one, too.
Like just, someone who makes a party unbearable.
Yeah. Yeah, like you have two working years on either side of your head, and they don't seem to work. I said they don't seem to work. Like, just great lyrics on that album. And just, yeah, that voice, the nice, I love a good acoustic album. Great listen.
Right on. Dan, what is your first song choice?
Well, in, once again, bizarre synchronicity with Malachi, and as we did, I think last month had many of the same artists. This time we don't have the same artists, but we have the same region. I picked out of Duluth, Ingeborg von Augusti, which is an awesome name because it sounds like a German count who somehow stumbled upon the vast prehistoric lake that was most of northern Minnesota eons ago.
Wow.
Anyways,
geology, she's a fan, or, you know, glacial information as well on the show today.
You bring up Agassiz.
I'm here for it. Here for it. Depth of knowledge right here. But she is an amazing performer. I've seen her live. She's kind of does a one man, one person band show thing. And I love her vocals. And this is just a charming, whimsical little song that I want to play for my partner every minute of every day. But I won't do that because that's just too over the top.
It's been so long. And I can't sleep. I can't work and I can't eat. I've been so lonesome. All I do is cry. Ever since my little baby went and said goodbye. My baby's gonna come home soon. Let's dance tonight beneath the moon. My baby's gonna come home and stay. And I wouldn't want it any other way.
I'm sure it's all electronic, but it sounds like she's in a corner of her living room with a sousaphone and an accordion player and a, like a little Casio drum machine.
Yeah,
there
I think that she does a lot of like pre-programmed, like presets on a keyboard. I could be wrong about that, but I am also curious. That is an artist that I have loved for a long time, and her first album was so interesting and unique, and I feel like people in Minnesota and in Duluth and around the area were waiting for her second album for so long, and after like 4 years in a total Ingeborg move, she came out with like an all original Christmas album as everyone was waiting for a new album. And it wasn't like your standard covers. Like, she rewrote all these original songs and it was really lushly orchestrated. And then it's been another few years now. And finally, she's been really doling out a lot of less singles lately. So a lot of fun stuff. Yeah.
See, Ingeborg wanted her baby to come home. She wanted her baby to come home. Now it's time.
Okay. That's what happened. Coming up next. Let's see. I got so much more to do on this side. I have more respect for even more respect than I already had for Kari Hedlund. I have to talk and think about what is coming next.
We're just the passengers screaming out the window. Kari's always driving the car.
Absolutely.
And now you got to drive the car and you're like, I don't even have a license to do this. What's happening?
I don't. I shouldn't be allowed here. I also went with a Minnesota artist, which Dan alluded to. And I've got some more on the way as we continue on here. We're each going to be doing two songs today and our favorite album as well. But I picked an artist that is very new to me called Young Dervish, who is a project of Zachariah Khan. He's a guitarist, producer. He's been on a lot of bands in the Twin Cities for a long time, I've gathered. But this is his kind of debut solo project. And it's alt R&B, kind of pop. Very much like has a sound like one person's making it. I would say sort of similar to Ingeborg von Augusti. I think he does a lot of this at home, plays all the instruments, puts all the parts together. But it's just full of like really catchy modern guitar production things that I like a lot. So here's a song called Jelly Master.
Like they say they do.
Thank you.
a bop.
It is just a bop. Good description.
Did not expect that guitar to pop in like that. That was cool.
Yeah, it has a lot of things like that, and it's totally new to me. So, but I've been really digging. There's a whole album that Young Dervish has as well. That is Minnesota Music here on our monthly music recap, looking at songs from the past month. Megan, let's go to your second song.
My second song. This is from the Spine Stealers, dropped an EP this month. Not quite a Minnesota band, but our friends over in Wisconsin. I saw them in Duluth earlier this month. I think it was last month. But no, they played this song. So I heard this one before it released, and it's been stuck in my head since. So I was really glad to finally be able to listen to it whenever I like.
Think you met in Paris, I think it was a glass of high. We danced in the snow under the northern lights show. Think you met in Paris, I think it was a vast of high. In a world unknown, we're all
That's one of those great songwriting stories, because, you know, you get those tidbits when you go see them live. As a friend who went up to northern Minnesota to see a psychic about a boy. And, like, that's
the song.
That's how you write a song. Like,
I saw the opening line when I was looking at that song after you sent it. The very first line is, like, there's an old woman living in the woods of northern Minnesota.
Yeah.
And you didn't clip that part, but I thought, this is a good fit for the overall tone is definitely a good fit for the region.
It is. I want to know who this psychic is and go pay them a visit.
Yeah, that's a love song archetype that has not been driven into the ground. Go to see the psychic about your partner.
At least this one's not even just a trope. This just happened. But yeah, the whole concept of you met in a past life and so ethereal. And their vocals are just so unique. That was one of the most almost jarring things about seeing them live is, you know, when someone has a unique vocal like that, There's something about listening to it recorded that kind of distances it from it being a real person. You're like, wow, like that voice just comes out of your mouth like this.
I see what you're saying.
You know, yeah. It's like that doesn't sound. It's not a very natural singing voice. I've never heard someone quite like their lead vocalist, and it's just a little mysterious.
Mm-hmm. That is a
well, they're stealing spines. They have to be mysterious.
Exactly.
They don't just do that like all brazenly.
That's a good point. Is this like? From a porcupine? Do you know the story of their name?
I don't. We'll have to do some research.
Okay. They also are on Ross Thorne's new album. I know they're good buddies with
Ross
Thorne. They're
touring right now.
Okay.
Yes.
Doing a tour with Ross Thorne. Yeah, they have a nice song on his new album as well.
Repping the Ross Thorne hat right now.
I am wearing a Ross Thorne right hat. It's been one of my favorites lately.
Small world.
Dan. I forgot Dan was on Zoom this whole time. I haven't even been looking at him. I haven't had it pulled up the whole time.
I got all dressed up for you, Malachi.
The seasons are changing. Dan's wearing a hoodie under a flannel.
First flannel of the season, yes.
Wow.
Next song is a Minneapolis artist, via Nigeria, he was born in Minnesota, and when he was five, he moved to Nigeria for a little bit, then moved back to Minnesota with his parents. His name's Obi General. He's got his own label. He seems like he's really about he's doing his music and going hard at it. And this is a song called, I think it's called Who Dem Man? Who Man Dem, yeah.
Who Man Dem? If you want to hit, make you buy.
Nigerian high life. He's from his family's from the Igbo tribe, which is from the southern part of Nigeria, and that's a prevalent musical sound from that part of Nigeria. So they call it high life.
I usually keep a running list of things I want to do the next time I get down to the cities. Obviously, all of us living in northern Minnesota, but he throws these high life parties where they have got like he often is performing. They've got a high life DJ as well, and I really want to attend one. It's on my list of things to check out. It seems like a really cool scene that's a little different for Minnesota music is to have something like that going on. So he's been a really big player in the cities and just bringing all different, working with Black Market Brass as well, which has been some cool stuff. So that is definitely.
Yeah, he's got that husky voice and it meshes really well with the sort of bubbly, chimey sounding guitars. I love it.
Sticking in Minnesota, sort of. Big Thief do not reside here anymore, but Adrienne Lenker is from Minnesota, and this is another song about her grandmother, which she had one on her previous album. Her grandmother is from Bagley, Minnesota. I think she is deceased now, but has written a lot of songs that are very, you know, evocative of the nature and the world that we all live in up here. So even though she's living in Brooklyn and other places, it has still remained a cornerstone of her songwriting. But yeah, this new Big Thief album, it comes out Friday when we are doing this. So I'm looking forward to it a lot. I've always been a big fan. And this one's definitely a little more like ethereal and mysterious and kind of weirdly recorded. Everything is kind of washed out, but there's a lot of layers to it. And it's got Laraji on it, who I also love. So let's check out Grandmother.
I saw love.
Yeah, I don't know what's coming up with this album, but it seems like it has that vibe through a lot of it. The singles I've heard so far, and I like it.
What's the line she's saying there? Something about rock and roll.
Yeah,
turn it all into rock and roll.
Yeah, both the choruses are like that, and the verses are kind of sort of, I would say, looking back at childhood and some memories, maybe some family troubles, and saying it's all gonna. And then like the result is that like it's okay. She's made peace with it, and she's gonna turn it all into rock and roll.
I love how epic the sound is. Like, it was very much so I could see that being used in, like, a movie clip. You know, like the dramatic zoom-out scene, you're driving away at the end of the movie or something like that. Like, it puts you right in
that.
A scene, and it's so deeply emotional, even just a quick clip like that.
It is hard to capture. You know, did you guys find this? Megan, you're new to this. You love a song, and then we ask you, okay, get 30 seconds of it. Was it hard to pick, like, this
that
is the best
so,
30
oh
second,
gosh,
or, like, this is how
obsessing.
I capture the... If I want someone else to like a song I'm talking about, how do I pick the
It's
the
so
nuggets.
Hard. That was one of the things I was excited about is forcing people to listen to music I like. So this is
the whole song.
Wonderful.
So people should listen to these songs in their entirety.
They
it
should.
Will probably change your opinion. I think that goes without being
but,
said.
Yeah, but it's almost, you know, that debate of do you listen to the music or the lyrics first? It's like when you're really forced to put it into 30 seconds, like, do you want something that's going to capture the essence of the music of the song? Or is like what I went with that first Dean Johnson song, is there a lyric that really hits that you really like? It's forcing you to make that decision when you only have 30 seconds to preview something.
It's tricky.
I'm going to guess lyrics for you
lyrics first.
And music for Dan first.
Yeah.
I'm also music first.
Dan, you guys do music and I do words, so that makes sense.
That's like psychology. Okay, let's move on to our...
I do words too, Megan. I'm doing them right now.
I do words well. Yes. What's your favorite album from the last month, Megan?
My favorite album, this one has been on repeat in our house, Ain't In It For My Health from Zach Top. What a good country album.
What song are we going to hear?
We're going to hear Between the Ditches. I had a hard time going with all good classic country albums between, you know, that classic emotional country boy tune or some beer drinking music. And I went with the emotional tune just to keep up with that intimate feel of the songs in this month's recap.
'Cause I go left, sometimes a little too far right. Yeah, I'm good at crossing that line and needing some help. But I'm learning like everybody else and taking what I'm given. Just trying to keep on living between the ditches.
So tell us about Zach Top. It's not a world I know much about.
Zach Top. So Zach Top has kind of emerged as, you know, we've talked about it a little bit on KAXE, the debate about what is country, especially Charlie Crockett was in the news recently, you know, throwing his classic country sound, having a little bit of beef with one of the newer country artists who kind of pull more into the hip-hop side of things and what does it mean to be a country artist these days? Zach Top is kind of removed from that debate and going, you know, I like 90s country. I grew up on Alan Jackson and George Strait, and I just want to make my country music that I like, and this is real country to me. But he hasn't, I feel like he's one of those top candidates to throw his hat into that debate ring if he wanted to, and instead he's just putting out banger albums like this. So
we've been, Dan, I don't know if you saw, but Paul Coffin absolutely roasted Charlie Crockett Came out of left field.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Went after him.
Oh,
said
boy.
That you are a phony.
Oh,
and
gosh,
all this talk
no.
about real. I know. It's devolving into. And then
it's kind of a mess.
Adeem the artist had the whole post about we should be working together. It's this. Who cares? Like, I'm okay. I mean,
Adeem the artist would, and I'm sure they're all like, who?
Yeah.
What's
that
so?
That is standard. I think that I like Charlie Crockett's original sentiment, which is don't be racist towards Beyonce. Like, that was, I think that was the most of his point, was like the way people talk about Beyonce's country album is wrong. Yeah. And then it kind of got off into this whole other,
that's
like, what
started.
Is country?
But
thing.
Yeah, there's this, that, I mean, that's been in rippling in country, especially since it's come back on the scene. That's something that, like, when I was in high school not that long ago, and even within the last couple of years, it was like everyone would say, I listen to all music except for country. I don't like country.
I said that once when I was younger. I used to say that.
And yeah, a lot of people did. Dan still says that.
No, it's not true. I love Charlie Crockett.
He does
no,
love Charlie
but
Crockett.
That's, I mean, but now it's country is kind of the genre to listen to. But what that means to you is there's not a lot of people that are listening to all the different elements of it. A lot of folks are in their lane of country, and it's just as a genre, it's very much so at the forefront of new music and the evolution of music. And it's an interesting time, interesting blend of old and new and progress. There's always going to be some pushback and tension when that happens.
Well said. Dan, what's your album? Sort of country-ish.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, maybe more on the bluegrass tip, but it's Ketch Seegor's new solo album, first solo album. He was the founder of Old Country Medicine Show. Oh, sorry, Old Crow Medicine Show. How could I forget the crow in there?
There we go. We said country and, so many times that it made sense, yeah, too.
Yeah, Old Country, New Country, Old Crow, New Crow. So yeah, it's his first solo record, and I described
like
it as being...
Dr. Seuss book.
I described it as being like a highly caffeinated Tom Waits playing banjo, and his voice isn't gravelly and growly like Tom Waits, and the music isn't jazzy, you know, in a drunken alley bar fight like Tom Waits, but it's of that carnival barker kind of carny element of like someone who's been on the road, someone who's seen a lot of things, rode the trains for a bit, and it's the whole album is kind of an ode to busking in a lot of ways. And for me, I think it's one of the most amazing musical things I can see anywhere I go is someone busking on the sidewalk. To me, it's always interesting, 100%. Like, I will stand there and listen. I'll throw them a fiver or a single or whatever I got in my pocket just because they're doing that. Because that's super hard to stand out there and people are just walking by trying to go to work or get their coffee or pick up their kid or whatever. And you're like, no, 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 listen to me. Hey, hold on. But you don't do that. You just sing your songs and maybe they stay and maybe they don't.
What song did you pick?
I picked Busker's Spell. My case was held open like the doors of hell, just hoping someone would throw a little bit of money in there. He said he rode a train when he was 15 up to Chicago and started busking on the streets. Like, that's an adventurous way to go about your musical career.
This is his first solo project. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
Way to go back to his origins and really tell his musical story. I love that.
Yeah, I heard that a couple of years before Old Crow.
And like we were talking about sort of, you know, what is country music? There's so many artists now that I think are of a similar vein, like Sierra Farrell really comes to mind, like someone who rode the trains literally and went from town to town and bussed and got out in the city streets and played her music. And now, look, you know, look where she's at. And obviously Old Crow Medicine Show is a huge band, too. So.
Right on. Well, this is not country in any shape. Sorry, folks. Not old-timey. I'm going with Minnesota band She's Green. They have a new EP out, so I would say not a full album, but it's their, I think, second project they have released. They are very much like a up-and-coming band from the Twin Cities. They've been going on a lot of national tours and doing a lot of sort of at the forefront of a little shoegaze rebirth that is going on. So it's got very dreamy, kind of ethereal vocals, which I've been a few of our songs today, but crunchy guitars at different points in the album as well. They kind of often crescendo and their singer Zofia has just a really, really incredible voice, in my opinion. It can do a lot of different things, and it's always floating up above. So it's kind of in the My Bloody Valentine world, but a little more like Cocteau Twins-y, somewhere in between those types of groups. And I picked a song called Little Birds. Yeah, that is She's Green.
I can hear the Cocteau Twins influence there for sure.
Yeah, very much in that wheelhouse. Dave Simonette told me about that band the first time I heard of him. He'd seen him at the First Avenue Best New Bands Showcase. I think it was like the day before he came up here the last time he played a show, and that was just what he had to talk about for music he was into lately. He was like, last night I saw this band called She's Green. I loved it.
Interesting.
I know.
I'm going home to listen to the rest of that EP. That was great. I love, again, big sound.
Like
paired with those really tight, light vocals, but then adding that echo and just making small vocals feel big to go with the big sound is a fun balance.
I like that. Alrighty. Well, that wraps up our monthly music recap, almost, of August. Time to address the elephant in the room.
Baby Needs a Name.
No, not Baby Needs a Name.
We're going there?
We're going there.
We're going to talk about old songs, music from way back in July.
We are going to talk about old songs way back from in July.
I'm an old music collector. What can I say?
Okay. Makes sense.
If they're not 30 days old, then I don't touch them.
If people are, wondering what this is about, Deanne's songs are from July and May. In the August, it's specifically the August recap. We put it in the title. Thoughts.
Malachi's acting like this is the first time he's met me, and he's shocked. Shocked I'm not a rule follower.
Oh,
like, what?
Oh, do not turn this into a follower. It's in the name, Dan.
You know, this is like when people say I'm not a rule follower, and then they go in the wrong way into a department store. It's like that's just worse for everyone.
I'm not a sheep. Walks through the.
You should go through the entry door and exit through the outdoor. Sometimes rules are there because they improve things.
If no one's going through that door, I'm going to go through it if it's the shortest way in.
I mean, so is your approach when you hear August monthly music recap? Are you like songs you were vibing with in August? Is that what's causing this disconnect? What's going on here, Dan?
The title of the show is the monthly music recap, and it doesn't say the month has to start on the first of any particular month. It's just a grouping of 30 days. It's
Define a grouping of 30 days.
Yeah. I mean, I think it does say like our favorite songs from our August.
I think it is tied to the calendar.
And in other months, it has said that as well. All right.
I'm so irresponsible.
Next time you hear from us,
Dan,
we might say goodbye to Megan, but
okay, to be
it'll
honest
be September
with you guys,
songs.
To be honest with you, I tried. I looked at our new releases from August, and I know on the internet I could go find 5 million bands that put out 5 million songs in the last 30 days.
Touché.
But I didn't. I looked at what the station had new, and none of it really tickled my fancy at all. And so I wasn't going to come on the show and fake it and be like, yay, I really kind of sort of almost a little bit like this song.
Fair
I
enough.
I can't do that.
That is fair
like, that's impossible.
Honesty
you know,
is
I
what
just
we want.
Cannot do that.
There you go.
Making us
that
feel
concludes...
bad.
Well, we did set out.
I've lived in Minnesota long enough. I know how to do that.
We did set out to
like
booby trap him, so we deserved it. That was well handled. So that wraps up our monthly music recap.
August is not in the name.
More of like a late summer.
It's May summer. Are we
May? Oh my God! Yeah, a spring summer classic. Thank you for tuning in.
That was the monthly music recap, or as I was impressed upon, the August monthly music recap featuring Malachi Coons, Megan Buffington, and myself, DJ Dang. You can catch that on Thursdays, once a month. Next one, I'm assuming we'll have Kari Hedlund back driving that train. We're closing the show out with Arc de Soleil, Dunes of Djoser, and Lumen Rain. I'm DJ Dang. This has been Headwaters, your source for great music. Thanks so much for listening. Coming up at 11 will be the World Cafe until 1 p.m. And then at 1 o'clock, your volunteer on the river host from 1 until 4 will be Dave Peterson, bringing you great music out of the KAXE studios in Grand Rapids. And tonight is the monthly Dead Set featuring Steve Ross over here in downtown Bemidji at the KPXE studios. That'll be from 7 to 10. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
To try to slot every band into a